Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson.
We're being a black sheep is a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Just a Good Burger, please, and I'd like that to go.
Well, as you can see, it's going to be a different sort of night. I'd like to welcome everybody with my good friend Bob Granger, myself. We're going back to the movies. And, you know, we've been talking about this, well, actually, since way before even the show. And I know we took Bob up to the good old Strand Theater up in Old Forge, New York, to the picture show is what he called it. So I know he hadn't been that often, but he definitely loves the movies, and you're going to see that tonight as we show you how the movies can influence the way you do your business. How you doing there, Bob?
I'm doing great, Dave. You know, usually, our shows, we kind of like decide what we're going to do at about 6:30, you know, and just kind of off the cuff. But this time it was a little bit different when we started talking about movies. And I know how much work you put into it, you know, and this is exciting. It's going to be fun tonight, man.
Well, I mean, it's definitely been a lot of fun. You know, like you said, I've been sort of buried behind the computer listening to clips from movies, probably listened to 400 separate movie clips. So a lot of time, but it was fun because every time I would be digging, I'd say, oh, wait, this is a real good one. Oh, no. So needless to say, I have about 200 clips here. So the fun thing is, tonight is not going to be the only night. We decided we're going to do a trilogy, the sequel, the prequel. So tonight we're working on part one, and you're going to see we're planning on tying this in loosely with the six-step training. Can you imagine that, Bob?
Well, that's what we do. You know, I mean, it's funny. You know, like I started off tonight, you know, with Art Williams, you know, that winning edge do it. I just love that guy. And I was listening to him. He's talking about being excited about life. But you may be controversial, you know, and because you don't want to go into that average, ordinary thing, you know. And
why not?
I'm just listening to that, you know, and then the way we're going to you know, like associate movies with our six-step training. Because if you keep your eyes and ears open, I mean, when you're watching a movie, you can learn all the time.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And that's something I learned more about this week. I was shocked. I mean, and one of the clips I didn't put up here was Kramer versus Kramer. Now, that was a movie, I believe it was back in the late 70s. So it was even before I got married, even before I had my children. But I remember distinctly that movie when I was going through my divorce and separation from my children for the first 2 years. And reliving that clip was actually a little traumatic for me this week. And that's how powerful movies can be. So if we could teach you how to use those movies to sort of build your business and guide you as you build your business, I think it's going to be a big, big night out here on the movie land town.
It's funny you mention that, Dave, because when I was writing, it's funny how, you know, you talk about goals and that, and you need to write them down, and it makes a different thing. Well, I was thinking about movies, and I decided to start writing them down. And the more I wrote down, the more I started thinking about different ones. You know, I mean, it would just crop up. And you're talking about how Kramer versus Kramer affected you. Well, I got to the one movie, Shenandoah. This is back when I was probably 14 years old. Oh, yeah, Jimmy Stewart. And I remembered about that movie because I was with my I was a date. Her name was Jody George, cute little thing, nice girl. I don't know, we were probably ninth grade or something, 10th grade. Well, anyway, I'm an emotional guy. And Shenandoah was kind of like a sad movie. Never take a date on a sad movie, because I wind up crying as much as a woman does, or the girl does. And so anyway, she's looking at me like she's saying, "Oh yeah, this is back when the girls are liking the guys that have the cigarette packs rolled in their T-shirts, you know." And I'm kind of like the nice guy.
Yep.
So that didn't work that well, but it was great remembering how a movie, affected, well, the date, but also it affected me because it was such an emotional, wonderful Civil War movie.
Well, yeah, actually, now who else was in that? What was the guy? He was on Hawaii 50 too. Remember?
Yeah. I can't remember them, but I mean, it was
okay. Well, we don't want to drive people crazy doing this, so we're going to get into it a little bit. But here's what we've done: we've broken it down into some of our opening starting clips, and what you're going to see is you're going to get a little bit of everything, okay, without a doubt, with everything. But what we're talking about is when you, if you gear a brand new person, and we're going to put them into our 6-step program, we talk about you're helping someone, you're guiding them along the whole way. So we're going to have some fun little things that we're going to release as we go through this. But one of them, Bob, that you mentioned, in fact, you said, quick, you got to make sure you get it on tonight. And it's a really short clip. I mean, it's he actually only says a few words, but it's pretty powerful. If you want to do a lead-in, do it. And at the right time, I'm going to hit the button. But I think you know which I'm talking about, don't you?
I do. I do. And it's the fact of, we talk about plugging into the system, but getting people started right. And if you don't, and this happens constantly, and it's frustrating to all of us out there. And in any network-based business, they have a good one, just like a franchise has a great system. And if you don't plug them in, all of a sudden things can get squirrely by the time you start building your business down in depth. And that's why I think of multiplicity, because things weren't being duplicated exactly the same. So by the time you got to number 3, who was my favorite character, boy, he was a little bit different.
Well, I mean, you're talking about he was cloning himself, right? So every time he had a new clone, it was like a copy of the copy?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so it was your level 3 guy. Is that what you're saying, Bob? It
yeah.
was like this? That's
yeah.
good. Well, what... one of his favorite things, and it's a cute little clip in it. And again, if you haven't seen the movie, you do want to see it because it's a good one. But just listen closely, because I'm sure Bob will explain at the end of it. But this is one of his favorite little lines.
I like pizza. I like it.
We're going to need a cage.
Bye, Steve. Good party. I like Steve.
It sounds just like you, Bob. Why don't you explain to him what was happening, that sequence right there?
Well, actually, this by the time you got to number 3, and anybody saw Multiplicity, or if you didn't, and if you like comedies, it's a must-see. It got to the point where the cloning, and it's just like in business when we're trying to teach, and if they're not really plugging in, they kind of can go sideways. Well, this guy was really sideways, and so anyway, he was kind of, well, he was just boogered up. Let's just put it that. He was just boogered up. And he's eating this pizza, and he's, like, licking the pizza, and he's, like, all boogered up, like, trying to put it in his wallet and then put it in his pocket. And the first Michael Keaton was saying, is this guy okay? Oh, yeah, he's fine. But it reminded me of what happens sometimes when you hear things down in your business that, and you think, how in the world, what happened there? How did that happen? And it's just, I just love that clip. I think it's hilarious.
Well, because you're right. Because, one thing that we do is your goal is to try to make a clone of yourself, a good clone self, as it goes down your depths of organization. So, if you have someone on your second or third level that's maybe not that good of a clone of the system and what we're trying to do, well, then he may be teaching something. So what happens by the time it gets down to 5 or 6 levels, it becomes like, I like pizza, right? I mean, that's what it ends up coming down to. You know? Which isn't
absolutely a
bad thing, you know, but... Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of my favorite things. And you know, we have to help people when they start this business. And there's a lot of different things that you can do. But one of the things that I always tell everybody, I said, you know, look at the movies, look at yourself, look at your life, and remember that it's not always about you, as our good friend Bruce.
You had my pals for a little over a week now. How many people have you helped?
You know, I took care of a few things. I righted a few wrongs in my own life first, okay? I was going to help the others. I think I could help the world.
As you can see, he was more concerned about helping himself first. Now, while he was worrying about himself making money and all that, everything around him was a disaster. And isn't that similar to what happened, right?
Yeah. And what a great movie that was.
It's one of my favorites. I mean, you know.
I know.
He's had a lot of movies I really liked, and then he's had some I can't even watch. You know, but Bruce Almighty was just a fun one, just like Liar, Liar. And I don't have a clip tonight on that, but we do have one for later. It fits right in when we're going into the presentation, into step five, you know. But right now we're leading into the helping part. And, you know, one of the things that you do is that let's just say, you know, you might understand this, Bob, because you fly around a lot. So you're in an airplane, and this type of situation would probably bother you, wouldn't it?
The stewardess said both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Like you said, Shirley, right, Bob?
Yeah.
You know, remember when that movie came out?
It was
politically incorrect all through the whole movie, but it was so hilarious that everybody was laughing at it.
Oh yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Maybe we need some more of that. Maybe people need to laugh at ourselves and some of the stupid things we do, because then all of a sudden you connect a lot tighter with people.
Well, that's what this show is about, Dave. You know, the show is about us having fun, you know, and hopefully people understand that, you know, life in general isn't life and death, and if you can have more fun and enjoy things a little bit more, no matter what the circumstances are, you know, things are going to get better. They have to get better.
Yeah, you know, not everybody understands that. Yeah, we talked about that earlier today, too, about the show, about what we've accomplished with the show. And like I said, I'm fairly happy every week. You know, we definitely increase the listeners each and every week. I think we're at 3,200 listeners last week. So that's up another 200, which is just incredible. So it's momentum to the show. But, you know, I think more than that, I know, Bob, you said we should put a disclaimer, especially with all the clips we got coming up. So why don't you do our voiceover disclaimer right now, and we'll get that right out of the way. It's recorded, so I think we're okay legal-wise, just in case something comes up.
Well, I think the disclaimer basically should be something like South Park, if anybody has watched that horrible show. Which is hilarious, but it's horrible. They say, look, don't watch this show. It's that offensive. You know, in our case, we're going to say some controversial things. We're going to say things that some people don't care for, and we highly recommend that if you think you might be offended by what we say, well, please just use your option as an individual and don't listen. You know, that's all. And, you know, this is designed for people. You know, we like to think of ourselves, Dave, as educators, you know. And and if we can say something that's going to help, you know, we might say a few things that are a little bit opinionated, so to speak.
Out there.
But there's going to be
many
times we're going to say things because our goal, we have a goal, and our goal is to help people. I mean, that's my goal, and I know it's your goal. You know, and that's why we're doing this. We're doing this to have some fun, you know. And fortunately for me, I'm like that outer space alien that's got rhino skin. It can't be penetrated, you know. And outer space aliens are survivors. You know, I mean, look at the Coneheads. It's a perfect example.
Yeah, again, you know, you send me these clips, and I'm going, okay, Bob, I'm not really sure how to fit. I mean, even though I can understand how it fits within you and your life, I'm thinking for the radio show, I wasn't sure, but that's good. You know, sometimes we're like kids, you know, because we definitely have a belief that continues to grow. And I think it's also where, you know, as bad or as difficult as things can get, we tend to still look for positive things. And because of that, I think, you know, we can hear the bell. Don't you agree there, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell. But as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
That's what it comes down to, right? I mean, as simple as that is, that movie, did you see that one, Bob? That was Polar Express with Tom Hanks, very animated.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, well,
yeah, Tom Hanks has had some unbelievable movies.
Well, no question about that.
Yep.
And I found that out even more so again when I was going through researching all these clips. His name kept popping up over and over and over, you know, but Polar Express, I remember when it first came out, the first time I saw it, I said, "Oh, this is just, you know." Well, actually, I think I said, "This is dumb." And then I watched it the second time, and then my grandkids said, "Come on, come watch it with me." And then I watched them get excited by it, and then I started watching it with them. So every Christmas, you know, we watch it. I've got it in two versions. You know, we got a 3D version too. But the storyline behind it was really about belief, and I think about all the people that join, you know, our profession, and their belief has got to be that strong, because otherwise they're going to eventually not hear the bell anymore. That could be our new little tagline, you know.
I agree, Dave. You know, I'm a great one to watch movies several times, things out of it. You know, and just like the other night when we were doing a business presentation, you know, when we were done, I was talking to people, and I was wrapping it up. I was saying, you know, I get excited every time I see this plan, you know, because something else jumps out. You know, and something else makes me understand that, you know, like so many of us are living it, but we all start at zero, you know, and you can live this too. You know, it's just that educational process, and it makes you think. I tell you, learning is a great thing.
Well, you know, sometimes it's your family members. It's people that you do things with. You turned out that you know, they're trying to protect you. And that happens all the time with network marketing. They're trying to protect you from doing that. I'm thinking, you know, especially like in my family, you know, they never really did that. You know, I never really had any negative vibes, you know, but I didn't have a lot of positive vibes. You know what I mean? But that's all changed with the success I've had. But, you know, couldn't you imagine this type of a thing happening, interchange between two people?
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
What?
You don't have to be scared. It's all right.
What are you talking about? I'm not scared.
If I get custody of Julian, I'll be his father forever. And that scares you because you think there's a good chance I might fail.
Sonny, it's more than a chance. It's a certainty.
You're wrong, Dad. You can be scared that I might get pickpocketed in a bad neighborhood or I might break my leg skiing, but don't be scared about me being a dad because I will not fail at that. I can't. I love this kid too much. I love him as much as you love me, Dad. And I'm going to give him advice, and I'm going to guide him, and I'm going to be there for him whenever he needs me. I'll fly to New York to be at his court case, even if I disagree with why he's there in the first place.
Now, isn't that the same thing when you bring a new person on? Right?
You've got
to be there side by side. They got to be able to count on you. You got to be able to guide them along the way. That was from Adam Sandler's Big Daddy, which again was just a hilarious clip. There were some things there that my grandson says, "Hey, if they do it on the movies, can I do it?" I go, "No," you know. But that was the one real super tender moment. But I thought about that when I was reviewing the clip. I was thinking, you know, how many people deal with people at home which, you know, they think that they just hate the fact that they're doing network marketing, but the truth of it is, usually they feel like they're trying to protect you from it. You know, so it's going to be up for us to show them why I don't need that protection, because you taught me well enough to know how to make my own good choices.
And that's something that should be addressed, Dave, immediately when somebody comes into the business. And too many people, you know, they're too excited and they don't want to educate that person properly a lot of times because they don't want them to get them, you know, nervous and jerky or anything. But I think you need to be right up front with it and let people know, look, you may get a little pushback and this is ordinarily why. You know, let them know it's out there.
Well, because that happens a lot. I mean, yeah, that happens an awful lot where someone, and I used to do something which I called, you know, the mind bomb, and all that was is that when I'd give a presentation, I would always tell people at the end, I said, look, I said, you know, you've had the benefit of being here with us, so you can get all of your questions answered. You get to see that we're real people, we're successful people, we're honest people, we have integrity. Now, when you go back home, those people that love you, that think they're protecting you, well, they didn't have the benefit of meeting us. They didn't have the ability to come there and have all of their questions answered. So, again, they're trying to do like, you know, this guy's dad was doing in Big Daddy, just trying to protect them. And we have to teach people how to say, that's okay, I understand, but let me share with you a couple things, and why don't you come back to a meeting with me? If you really want to protect me, why don't you come with me to the next presentation? So you can hear it for yourself, and you can ask all the questions you want to, and if you come away feeling really bad about it, well, maybe I'll second guess what I'm deciding to do, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
You know, we've got so many different ways. We were talking about the whys right now, and this is a clip. It's really funny. You talk about Rocky and Sylvester Stallone. I know people always, you know, sort of pick on a little bit here and there. You know, his last movie, The Expendables, there were people are saying it was an expendable movie, but I sort of liked him. But, boy, I tell you what, when I go through again all these clips of him, when he gets into a speech mode, it's sort of amazing what he comes up with. And he delivers it better than anybody that I've seen as I go through all these clips. He's probably one of the most dynamic, other than, what's his name, Bill Pullman, when he did Independence Day. I always loved that clip, too.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
Rocky Balboa. And, you know, it shocked me that Rocky Balboa was, like, already 6 or 7 years ago that movie came out. And I'm thinking, where's my life going, Bob? You know, it just slides by on you. But I want you to listen to what he says here. Now, the scene is Rocky's in the courtroom trying to get the ability for the boxing commission to allow him to box, you know, which, again, was absurd anyhow. But, hey, it's the entertainment. It's movies. But if you listen to his words and you put it into what you're doing, I think you can relate to it.
Yo, don't I got some rights?
What rights do you think you're referring to?
Rights, like in that official paper that they wrote down the street there?
That's the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. Don't it say something about going after what makes you happy?
No, that's the pursuit of happiness. But what's your point?
My point is I'm pursuing something and nobody looks too happy about it.
But we're just looking out for your interests.
I appreciate that, but maybe you're looking out for your interests just a little bit more. I mean, you shouldn't be asking people to come down here and pay the freight on something they paid. It still ain't good enough. I mean, you think that's right? I mean, maybe you're doing your job, but why you gotta stop me from doing mine? Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you gotta go through to get to where you wanna get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really wanna do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you wanna be and do what you wanna do. You know, the older I get, the more things I gotta leave behind. That's life. The only thing I'm asking you guys to leave on the table is what's right.
See, that's just, you know, that typical, you know, Sylvester Stallone. He just drives it home, you know.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, if you really listen to that, that's such powerful stuff. You know,
and that's like, well, you know what you want to do, and I hope that what comes from our show tonight is that when people either watch a movie or go to the movies, they try to walk away with something from the movie. You know, some little piece here or there and how it could impact them in a positive way.
Well, that's just like that, and that equates right to, like, training. Like when we had the mass launch this past weekend, which corporate did such a successful job with. In fact, the EC Factory was well represented with all the speakers and trainers, you know, and everybody's just hoping that you can say one thing, something that you can pull out of there that's going to dramatically change the way you view things for the future. You know, that's the same thing with movies, you know. It's interesting.
Well, I think so. You know, as a little sidebar here, I love the fact that they required a certified training before you could market in the state of Massachusetts. I mean, you and I know we've talked about that for a year and a half, that we really think there should be an online training. Again, we're proponents of training, not overtraining, but training with the right information so someone doesn't go out there and becomes like, I like pizza, right?
Yeah. I think
makes
every new market, it would be difficult to go back to the older, more established markets. But I think every new market that they go into, I think that should be a prerequisite. I just think it's a good idea because this is a business, you know, and treat it like that business. Give it the respect that it deserves. I love the fact of what they're doing in mass.
Yeah, I know. And you know, hopefully it will turn out. I saw it on Facebook. Everybody was plastering their diplomas. So, again, it builds fun and excitement and, you know, I didn't see anybody fail yet, though. You know, I was looking for someone who would fail and post it up there. You know, that would impress me. But it's a good start, you know, and that's what you look for. So what we've talked about so far is the why part of a six-step type training through the movies. And, you know, there's a lot of different whys that people have. I mean, one of my favorite movies, I mean, and again, I was reading today, it came out like in the 80s. I thought it came out earlier, but I guess it didn't. But one of my favorite movies is The Goonies, you know,
and it's
got a cult following, and there's so many clips I could pick, but again, I was trying to find a couple things that would fit into the why category, so I've got this one, and then I've got the funnier ones later on, but this is the one that talks about him. He's down in the tunnel, and it's just fun listening to how they're thinking.
Would you be right? The next time you see Sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now, they gotta do what's right for them. Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the second we ride up Troy's bucket.
See, as simple as that was, they were pretty much saying, listen, you know, we have a dream. We should run with it right now. You know, and think about it. He had all of his friends there, so he was putting together his list of people because he was looking at who was going to go into this journey with him. And it was everybody who was already in the tunnel, everybody within eyesight, Bob.
Well, you know, I love that movie. I can't get enough of that movie. There's certain movies like that, Romancing the Stone, that I just can't get enough of it. But I have to tell you a quick story about Goonies because I saw it in the picture show, in the movies, right? And
yeah.
Anyway,
my
middle son, well, this is back in the 80s, so my middle son, who's in his 30s now, Travis, you know, he must have been about like 7 years old at the time. And remember the part in that movie, Dave, where they were wrestling around and fooling around as kids do all the time, and they had that nude statue of the guy there, and it fell off, the statue fell off, and his privates broke off, right? And
yeah,
then when
yep.
they put it back, they turned it upside down, right? And so now, you know, like not anybody's saying anything in the movie theater, and the place is packed. And so Travis, you know, he's like 7 years old, said, oh, Dad, really loud, oh, Dad, look at the pee-pee, you know what I mean? You know, and the whole crowd went hysterically laughing, You know, and it, because it was so funny. It was the funniest thing. You know, because it's this little boy, you know, that noticed that, you
just
know.
Speaking his mind, right? Just speaking his mind.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
You know, I mean, that's what happens too many times. People get into our profession, and next thing you know, they're really not speaking their mind. They're speaking all the minds of everybody who's told them they can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, and they're
right.
thinking that way, you know.
Yeah.
But
let's
say we're going to put together a list, right? Now, there's all sorts of ways to go out there and put together a good list of people. Now, you could do it this way, and I guess whoever one of these things hit, you could consider them someone on your list, but I don't know how well that would work.
Archers.
I beg pardon, sire. Won't we hit our own troops?
Yes. But we'll hit theirs as well. We have reserves.
So, that's from Braveheart. So what he's saying is, yeah, well, we'll get all of them, but we got more, you know, and I have people that they start a list and they go, well, I can burn through this list because I have more, you know, and is that the way to be, Bob?
No, that's it's not the way to be, but and it's nice to have the list, but the idea is to focus on that list, you know, and give everybody that proper benefit. You know, and you do it in little segments and little pieces, and then you keep on going. But that list is always, it's never ending anyway. I mean, you're always thinking. It's a work in progress, you know, just like when I was doing the movies. You know, I'm writing it down, and then all of a sudden, a day later, I'd say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I forgot this, this, this. And I had pieces of paper all over. You should see the list I have of movies. It's unbelievable. Great, great, great movies, too.
Well, I'm sure you can add hundreds of them because, like I said, just from what I was going through, I mean, I probably spent 5 hours yesterday reviewing short clips from within, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred movies, and it was sort of fun. There's one movie, believe it or not, that I haven't ever seen, and after looking at the clips, I know I have to, and I don't know why I haven't. It just hadn't popped up on my radar, but we're talking about lists, you know, so I said, well, let's do a search on lists. And this one is just really powerful when you think and you listen to the words behind it.
You. The list is an absolute good. The list is life. All around its margins lies the gulf.
Now, of course, what that is, that's from Schindler's List.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And that was,
yeah, that was
the list they were putting together was the difference between life or death. So you talk about a list that has power to it and meaning. I will tell you, after watching that, I watched 3 or 4, you know, different clips within Schindler's List. And you know, I hope we never forget what happened. And I hope we learn from that. But sometimes I wonder, Bob, I wonder.
Well, see, yeah, I know. I mean, that's a movie. See, that's the type of movie that I have trouble with. Being an emotional person, you know, knowing, you know, what happened and not experiencing it, but just, I mean, and I've talked to many people that have experienced those concentration camps, you know, and quite a few people, and the horror of that. I mean, I have trouble with movies like that, to be honest. I usually steer clear of them. You know, I am probably the only person in the world that has not seen the Titanic. Because...
Oh, really?
Because I...
Oh, my daughter would be upset.
I did not see it on purpose. You know, it was one of the greatest movies of all time, but because I understood that it was a real movie, and those kind of movies affect me. You know, and I just didn't do it. You know?
Well, I get that. I know that works, you know, but you can listen. I have a lot of light movies for you, so this will help out a little bit. You know, when you're going through your list and you're going through the invitation stage, you know, you got to sort of work out some details.
If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
So what he's saying is that's the Blues Brothers. So what he said in there is if you say no to my invitation, I'm just going to be here every day until you finally just, we drive you completely crazy, you know? And how many people you know that's almost what they do with the invitation, right? They just keep over and over and over.
Yeah, and that's why people scatter from people at times too, you know. And you know, we've all known that to happen, you know. And but we can fix that. I'm telling you, the people coming into network-based businesses today, if they would really just listen to some of the successful people, man, it would be a cakewalk for them. Because they could just,
I mean,
I mean, it could be so much simpler if they would just say, I'm going to trust you, like I just invested $220,000 in a Subway. Because people are really trusting people in that when they plunk that kind of cash down. But, you know, if they would just do that, my gosh, it could be wonderful for them.
Well, because, you know, the bottom line, too, is you got to prepare yourself. So even with the invitation, because you want to have all your tools ready, right?
You got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid. There you go.
And your wallet.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
I wonder how many of you can recall that scene exactly. And you know, think about that. Is it, was he prepared? I mean, was he prepared for whatever was going to happen? He had his tools, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And the problem is, though, Bob, you know, we've got people who say, listen, the invitation is nothing more than you ask someone to take a look. And sometimes you have to let go. Sometimes they're just not going to, and you just, well, this will explain it.
What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary, just... Least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
Oh, what a hilarious
not
movie that
good,
was.
Like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I mean, how many times you got somebody... That you don't want to distinguish the way they feel about things, but you're going, let it go, you know?
Oh.
Well, there's a slight chance. You know, if I keep hitting them over the head, maybe they'll do it. That's, no, let it go. Get on to something else.
What a tremendous movie that was.
Dumb and Dumber. I mean, you know.
If anybody
again,
has not watched that, you have to be prepared for it. You have to kind of have a little bit of a sick sense of humor. That's why guys like me like Idiocracy and MacGruber, but, you know, you'll have that.
It's right in, right? Without a doubt, Bob. I mean, you picked up all your greatest tools and tips from Lloyd. I mean, you watch what they've done, you know. Well, that's another one that you watch it the first time. I was like, oh, my, what is – and then you watch it, and you watch it, and you watch it, and you go, it's genius. It's genius, but then you realize, you know, there's someone who is in complete oblivion to anything that was going on around him, and they were happy, right? I mean, they were happy.
One in a million.
They're complete ignorance.
One in a million. You mean there's a chance?
See? Well, how many times you go, well, I've called the guy 40 times, you know, and he still hasn't agreed to come look at it. And I go, well... You know,
He'll keep calling me until I come over. He'll make me feel guilty. This is ridiculous. Okay, I'll go.
So how many times does that happen? Fine. I'll keep going. Not a problem. You know, not a problem. You know, as you can tell, I've had a lot of fun finding these clips. Because, you know, they're going to work our way into our show, I'm sure, from time to time. But, you know, you find a couple ones here and there because, you know, when you're showing to somebody, we always talk about you don't want to fall in Death Valley, right? But usually the first thing, I think when Rob talked to me, I remember just saying, you know, Rob,
show me the money!
And when I screamed it at him over and over and over, he goes, Jerry Maguire, huh? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. That's an original idea that I just came up with. Why, has it been said before? You know, and he goes, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just how it works, you know. Well, hey, listen, we're going to take a small little break. It's 9:10. Let's go ahead and do your Lone Granger segment. What tonight, what's your letter, so we don't forget?
It's T. See, I'm doing very well at remembering, you know, what the letters are.
That's half of it.
It's the 15th letter, T. Yeah.
So you're not going to tell me what it is until you start, right?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Okay, Tommy Boy? Oh, no, okay, we'll just do this.
No, but that's, I like the movie thought. That's good.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Well, Dave, this has been an interesting show this evening, that's for sure. You know, we both love movies so much. You know, and we're going to talk about that success climb up the ladder again. You have to remember your ABCs. Like last week, it was S, you know, and that was stop procrastinating. Just stop procrastinating. And so, actually, in that letter S is, stop procrastinating. It's a perfect lead-in for tonight, for the letter T. You know, now, there's a lot of things. When you think about T, I mean, you can think about thrive, be successful, grow stronger, prosper, you know things like this, or teach. You and I are big into teaching, make people understand, or traction. I mean, there's so many things with T, but so I thought about tonight, though, especially comparing to last week's Stop Procrastinating. Here it is. Ready? Okay. Take control. In other words, T as in take control of your destiny. We talk about people can change and we can make different decisions, all of these different things. And in fact, we're talking about movies tonight. Remember the movie The Edge? And that was Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin. They had a plane crash out in the wilderness in Alaska, and they had a huge bear, a man-eating bear after them. Anthony Hopkins decided to take control of his own destiny. He decided to, because they had this huge bear, 1,200-pound, Bart the Bear, by the way, 1,200-pound bear that was out to kill them. And so he decided that they were going to kill the bear. All right, and they wound up doing that. They set a plan, and they put it in place, and they killed something that they never thought they could possibly do. They took control of their destiny. And that's what I recommend to everyone. Take control of your destiny because you can. You can do this. And that's the alphabet letter tonight, T. Dave, what do you think?
Show me the money!
Not that? Or?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
See, I've got every response possible now, Bob, but hey, another great letter that you had. Like I said, we're going to put all those in a separate area, so you'll have A through Z eventually, and then we'll talk about working your way backwards. Maybe we'll make it more complicated for you, But I know, we do. You never know what to expect with me, because the thing is, people don't realize you can't see the board, the soundboard that I'm working on, so you have no idea ever what I'm going to put out next.
Right.
Remember that one? The perfect invitation. Right? He was phoning home. He built a little contraption so they'd come get him. It was, please, come get me. Come get me. Keep calling. Do you think he had to close that deal? And that's what happens with so many people. You know, you got to look at everything you do in our profession, and I say it that way because I really believe this, with a little bit of fun. You know, if you could throw in a little bit of fun when you're presenting to people or when you're talking to them, you know, they just react much better to that, I believe. I mean, you might want to use, you know, Crocodile Dundee's big knife, maybe. I don't know if that would work too well. I've got a clip here from the movie Taken, and I'm just so thankful that movie did not come out before my daughters went and spent all that time in Europe, okay, because they wouldn't have gone, okay? And that's how powerful movies can be, right?
Yeah.
You know, you were talking to me earlier about another one of Cameron's movies, Pandora, which, again, believe it or not, Pandora I did not see in the movie theater. You know, I didn't go, and I see a lot of movies. I don't know if it's because it was 3D. I didn't know if because I hated wearing the glasses and all that stuff. But I know they had it in the normal version, too. But I waited till it came out in DVD. And I'll tell you right now, it's an incredible storyline. You know, there's a lot into that story. You know, how can you weave any of that into what we do, Bob?
Well, I can't, and because I've never seen Pandora.
You haven't? Well, let me give you a little clip.
No. Head of security.
Okay.
It is my job to keep you alive. I will not succeed.
Now, how would you like that as he's sitting down with all the recruits? Tell him it's my job to keep you alive and I will not succeed. You know?
Oh, yeah. But, great.
Well, now, on a positive spin to it, that means that whatever this guy says, at least you know he's going to tell you the truth. Right? You may not like it, but you can count on it. And sometimes, even with what we do, wouldn't you rather hear the truth and help people, let them guide you along the way, other than sugarcoating things and telling you, oh, yeah, you know what, you're doing incredible. You just have to burn through more. I mean, talk to more people. It will get better. Instead of saying, you know, you're horrible. You know, you need our help. We've got to sit down.
Don't people really want to know what's in front of them? I think they do.
I believe they do.
I think people want people to be honest with them, and especially those people that haven't had a lot of stroke of breaks in their lifetime. I think they would like to know the facts, you know, so they know what they're up against and know that we're going to help them get through every one of those hurdles because they've experienced them. Rather than say that those hurdles don't exist, I think that's the worst thing that you can do.
Yeah, you need to spell it out, you know. I don't think it's
any question. I happen to believe you make your own destiny. You have to do the best with what God gave you.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
I will miss you, Forrest.
You know, isn't that something? When you break down the clip and you hear some of the things they say, You get the analogy, right? Things aren't always going to be perfect. You never know. Just plow forward, right? Believe. Just do it, right? A.O. Williams. Do it. Do it.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely. Yep. I love it.
Well, listen, Bob. Can you believe that we're coming up on our witching hour again? I mean, you know, that's why, you know, and like you said, when you saw all the clips earlier, we can fit them in here and there. I definitely wanted to sort of make it more palatable for people. I definitely want to use a piece here and there for the invitation, for the why, you know, for the Valley of Death. We're going to have real fun with the Valley of Death. I've got a whole series on Braveheart that will make you, you know, cringe, you know, but that's okay. We got Gladiator. We got some great ones for that, you know, and we're going to do that next week. We're going to continue this, the trilogy, because I believe that we can not only tie this in, but I've got a couple surprise guests. They will come in. I've got one who is actually on our team. He's a professional stuntman. He's done Limitless and Salt and a bunch of other great movies. And awesome. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to, if you're listening, you're coming on the air, and we're going to talk about that. Like another guy who's close with all the guys that was in Goodfellas and Casino and some of those movies and The Mask. And I know that Vito said he would love to come on as well. So we're gonna tie in the movies with what we do. We're going to continue having fun. And this is where I insert the disclaimer. So, Bob, could you read the disclaimer?
I'm not reading the disclaimer. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's because we don't have one, you know? But you're supposed to make it up like you did earlier, you know? Well,
all right, I'll start working on the disclaimer, you know? And it's probably a good idea, Dave, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, because occasionally, well, there were some clips that I didn't put in because I know they might offend some people. We don't want to do that to a point. You know, we don't mind offending someone based on their work ethic or something. We'll do that all day long, but we don't want to do it over something that can be helped, right?
That's right. That's exactly correct.
So listen, everybody, it was another great Thursday night. We have a blast. We're going to do the closeout, and we'll see you all next week. Make sure, again, you talk to your team. The more people you have on, the more fun you have, the more fun you have, the more money you're going
to
make.
Flacca, and I want you to listen tight. May sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere. When I come down here to Texas, I was looking for something. I didn't know what. It seems like you add up my life, and I'd spend it all either stomping other men or, in some cases, getting stomped. Had me some money and had me some medals, but none of it seemed a lifetime worth the pain of the mother that bore me. Like I was empty. Well, I'm not empty anymore. That's what's important. To feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong or to say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You got to do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. Do the other, and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
Well, thanks everybody for joining Bob and I tonight. We sure had a great time going back to the movies. I know that when you hear some of those clips, I'm sure that your memory started like clicking all over the place. I know it did with us, and we're looking forward to the next 2 weeks at least. We're going to do a lot of these little different movie pieces, and we're going to show how they relate to building your business. So, everybody, you have a great one, and make sure that you remember this, that being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It just makes us a little bit more unique. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.